What's going on, folks? Welcome back to another episode of Big Time Ballers Podcast. Today, I have two very special guests here with me. I'm really excited for this episode. This is the first episode I've actually done with multiple guests, and it's really exciting, right? So you guys hopefully get a chance, sit back, relax, and enjoy this one. So you know, every single time we're thinking of different ways of keeping you guys entertained, keeping everyone involved, and just I'm trying to reward you guys for all of the hard work you do throughout the year. And, you know, without further ado, I'm just going to go in and kind of just introduce my two guests. And we're going to jump right into this. So today I have here with me Trey and Tyler. Trey and Tyler, how are you guys doing?
Good. Super good. My name is Tyler.
Awesome. So for those of you who don't know, Trey and Tyler, my two boys. So two of my three. The other one's probably upstairs running around the house giving his mama a hard time. But so we have Trey and Tyler down here in the studio, and we just wanted to bring this podcast to you because, you know, Trey and Tyler, they're really starting to come into their own. They're really starting to follow a lot of football. Trey actually played in a pick'em a couple of years ago and actually came in first place. Trey, how much money did you win in that?
$140.
$140. So Trey was excited about that. They also played in the last man standing that we do at work as well. And I know there's a very good team in the NFL that Tyler really hates because he picked them to win and they actually lost. And I think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Was it right, Tyler?
You think?
Yeah.
I think that was the only match they lost.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tyler was pretty upset about that. So because they lost and he got booted out, he hates the Chiefs. So the reason why we have Trey and Tyler here is that, you know, like I mentioned, you know, they're really getting into football. Usually on Sundays, you know, we have what's called, I guess you can call it our boys hangout time, right? You know, where we get a bunch of, you know, some crackers and cheese and some kielbasa and some, you know, just whatever we can get our hands on. We just sit down in the living room, we watch some football, and we just have a good time. So, you know, with all the awards that we have in the league, there's going to be a new award that's being introduced this year. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But before we do, you know, I know Trey and Tyler are pretty big on, you know, the veterans, right? So we're actually recording this podcast on Memorial Day. So I'm pretty sure Trey and Tyler want to, you know, wish all of you guys a happy Memorial Day and, you know, and thank the veterans for everything that they've done for us, right? And continue to, and you know, all the armed forces, what they're continuing to do right now. So, so what we're going to do now is, you know, we're going to jump into what we're working on in the background right now. And as I mentioned, there's a new award that we want to introduce to the league. And, you know, personally for me, my focus really now is on winning this award, right? I know we play for the main award, we play for the championship, and it's, you know, it's really the biggest bragging rights, right? But I think this one has some special meaning behind it, and we're going to jump into understanding a little more about why this award is so special and you know, why we want to introduce it to the league. So first thing I want to do is just jump into, just to get a name, right? So Tyler, what is the name of this new award that we're working on?
The Super Tease Award.
That's a very interesting name.
The bar didn't go up when I spoke.
It's okay. So the Super Tease Award. That's a very interesting name. So Trey, do you want to tell us how did this award get its name?
So in 2016, I was apparently diagnosed with cancer. So a part of the whole thing, because I was fighting, the nickname we gave me was Super Trey. So we also gave Tyler Super Tyler. So then it turned into Super Tease. We didn't really come up with the name until Tatum was born.
2019.
So yeah, we just did Super Tease because me, Tyler, and Tatum, and the S is up for all of us.
Yeah. plus. That's now our YouTube channel, Super T's. 93 subscribers.
Awesome. That's great. So the Super T's Award was given a name because of Trey, Tyler, and Tatum. I love it, guys. That's awesome. And it's also the name of their YouTube channel. Now, you know, with the Super T's Award, obviously someone's got to win the award. So let's dive into just kind of figure out how can the team go ahead and win this award. So Trey, how do you win this award?
So the team with the most points at like the around the end of week 11, at the end of week 11. Most wins, not most points.
Yep, that's okay. So the team with the most wins at the end of week 11 is going to win the award. Now, that's a pretty interesting number, 11. Let's see here. Tyler, do you want to explain to us why did you guys choose 11? What's so special about that number?
So, the thing is that Trey's favorite number is 4. He loves Mr. 4. My favorite number is 7, and 4 plus 7 equals 11.
4 plus 7 equals 11. So for some of you guys in the league who haven't learned how to count yet, there you go. So thank you, Tyler. 7 plus 4 is 11. Okay, that's awesome. I love that. So I want to touch on that just a little more and kind of give you guys a little background behind that as well. So when we were talking about this, there's a few things that we looked at. So we looked at, you know, maybe just whoever won the league, we'll give that person the award. We looked at just the first round of the playoffs. We looked at, you know, just having the boys look at all of the names in the league and just picking two names. Whenever those teams played, the winner of that that game would get the award. We also looked at pulling a couple names out of the hat. But because Trey and Tyler are such kind-hearted young men, what they wanted to do was they wanted to give everyone a shot. They wanted to have each and every single person have the ability to control their own destiny, right? So, you know, opposed to just pulling a couple names out of a hat and only giving the opportunity to those two teams, it's, you know, why not just let everyone get the chance to win the award, right? Which is why, you know, they sat back and said, okay, let's use 7 and 4, our favorite numbers, and whoever has the most wins at the end of week 11, gonna win the award. So that's pretty cool. I really like the fact that you guys thought about that. It shows that, you know, you guys really put some thought into it and you really care about everyone. So that's awesome. Now, I do have a question because this is something that I've seen playing, you know, fantasy football. What happens if at the end of week 11, you have two teams that are tied with the same amount of wins? How are you going to determine who's going to win the award? Is there like a tiebreaker?
Yes, the tiebreaker will be with the team that has the most points.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So there you have it, guys. You know, if there's two teams that are tied with the same amount of wins at the end of week 11, then the tiebreaker is going to be whichever team has the most points. So there's a lot riding on the line here, guys. And, you know, I really hope you guys are excited about this as I am. And, you know, you want to push yourself and kind of find a way to win it, right? Because, like I said, I think this award here, it means a whole lot more than a championship award, just because there's just so much, you know, substance and so much meaning behind it. That this one's going to be at the top of my list, and I hope it will be for you guys as well. So what I want to do now is, you know, I want to dive in a little more, kind of just like a little open discussion here, and just kind of get Trey and Tyler involved a little more. So we've all heard it. There's a new award coming, the Super T's Award. Team with the most wins at the end of week 11 gets a chance to take home this award. So let's get into some predictions. So Tyler, who do you think is going to win the Super T's Award?
Mark Smith.
Mark Smith. Look at that. Okay, Mark. So just so you know, Mark is the commissioner of the league. So Mark is the one that actually started the league. So he's the one that runs it all. He's the one that, if he wakes up tomorrow morning and says, you know what, screw you guys, we're not doing this anymore, he can shut it down. It'll be no more fantasy football. Well, at least no more of this league. So Awesome pick there, Tyler. I think Mark is really good at fantasy football, and actually he does have a good shot at winning it. So good pick. All right, so let's turn it over to Mr. Trey. Trey, who do you think at the end of week 11 is going to win the Super Tease Award?
I think you will, because like you said it really stands out to you. So I think you're going to really, really try and win it.
That's awesome, man. I'm holding back a tear right now. I really appreciate that. So thank you very much for saying that. I am going to try my best to win that award as well. So, you know, we have the Super Tease Award. At the end of the day, the main award that we play for is the championship award. And you got a chance to hold that and take a picture with it. It seemed like it was pretty heavy. It's a brand new trophy we have. So let's go into a little more prediction and just like, let's predict who we think is going to win it. So I'm going to give you guys, on one of my earlier podcasts, I made a prediction of there's two guys in the league. I predicted two of them are going to be in the finals. Those two guys are Chris and Ryan. And for those of you right now, I actually have the spreadsheet of all of the team names up here. So Trey and Tyler are looking at all of your stats right now. So they pretty much know who's good and who sucks. So just so you guys know. So my prediction earlier on, I predicted Chris and Ryan are going to be in the final. And I do have a feeling that Chris is going to win it. So that was my prediction. So what I want to do now is I want to turn it over to you guys to get your prediction as well. So Tyler, who do you think is going to win the championship?
The same person.
Mark Smith. Wow, Mark, you got a big fan over here. So Tyler thinks you're going to win the Super Tease Award and the championship. Okay, awesome. Now, Mr. Trey, let's turn it over to you. Who do you think is going to win the championship?
I think Bill Smith will, because he has a career record of 55 wins and 36 losses. He's won two championships. He's been in the league for 7 years, and he's never missed the playoffs. And he has 6 playoffs wins.
Awesome. Look at that. So just so you guys know, this is pretty cool, right? Because so Trey and Tyler are brothers. And just so you guys know, Mark and Bill are brothers. So you picked one brother to win, and you picked the other brother to win. So that's pretty cool, right?
Surprising.
So that's awesome, man. You know, I think Mark and Bill, they're going to be pretty happy to hear this. You know, I know, you know, I'm pretty sure Chris as well, you know, he knows what he's capable of, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great year. And I just can't wait. So I think this was great. I hope you guys had fun doing this podcast with me. I really appreciate you guys wanting to get involved. And Bill, I hope you took note there. So Trey actually went into a little details. He's a little mini me, if you can tell. He's already, you know, with the stats with it too. So, you know, I just want to say thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to see who's going to come out on top. And, you know, personally, what I'm going to say is I hope the guys that you guys pick to win it don't win, because I want to win it myself. But and Trey, I think you may like this. The guy that you picked to win it, he's also a Bills fan. So he might be happy to hear that. So is there anything else you guys want to say before we end today's podcast?
Bye.
Awesome. There you guys have it, yo. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Trey and Tyler here with me today to introduce the new award, the Super Tease Award, that's going to be coming in the 2021 season. Good luck to all of you. And there you have it. Until next time, folks. Peace out.
Bye. Goodbye.